It is a danger to anybody exiting there in a car, as it is at the moment. I don't know how they're going to get a sight line in place with it. And to put on that extra demand there with another 62 houses on that junction, I think myself is asking for trouble. Do you need to be looking at an alternative route for those houses and to alleviate the volume of traffic that's coming out there? Now, I'm waiting, and I've asked for a report for the next meeting to be brought forward in relation to that and in relation to what works, what I want done on the roads, that we have it in front of us and that we actually go through that meticulously to make sure that the volume of traffic coming down there is not going to be a hazard coming out onto that road, and that the road resurfacing and a number of the footpaths will be looked after when that development is finished. In fairness, as I said, those people are going facing the summer months now there in Moraboy Estate, Nairn, Nivea and Lindale, and especially on the front road. And the dust that's going to be blown through the place is the inconvenience of that. And in fairness, they're accepting houses have to be built. They know houses have to be built. But the decency has to be played on board, and Sligo County Council needs to come back and reassure those people that their road is going to be put back into the same state as what it was. The last thing the residents in that area want is something that looks like a patchwork quilt. We don't need that. We have enough of that around Sligo, but that estate and the residents within that area, and especially the Residents Association, are demanding that that is the standard of work that they want after this development in Roberts Lane is finished. They want their road back to the standard that it was at.